If The Secret of Spiritual Joy sounds like a pretentious title, I don't mean it that way. This book is not a cure for all that ails us, a guarantee of cork-popping effervescence for the rest of your life. It is about the application of a crucial biblical principle that, if applied methodically, will increase your faith, amplify your humility, and expand your joy. I've intentionally not titled it The Secret of Spiritual Happiness. We generally become happy when we interpret external circumstances as good or positive. When the weather is nice and everyone loves me, I feel happy. But happiness is not a common biblical idea. The English Standard Version of the Bible translates the original languages into happy or happiness only 13 times. By contrast, joy, rejoice, or joyful appears 359 times. Joy is something we are commanded to do. It is also something we experience. It is a fruit of the Spirit. Like happiness, joy can refer to positive feelings flowing from pleasant circumstances. But it can also refer to a deep down inside quiet, settled conviction that all is well even when circumstances are horrendous. For example, James exhorts us to count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds, James 1:2. And Paul describes himself as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, 2 Corinthians 6:10. Then, in the next chapter, he describes himself as in affliction, yet overflowing with joy, 2 Corinthians 7:4. The words trials, sorrowful, affliction don't normally go with rejoicing and joy. But for those who apply the contents of this book, they will be more and more intimately entwined. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross. Hebrews 12:2. In other words, by faith, every believer can access spiritual joy even when life is serving up occasions for sorrow. I am not talking about a simplistic cure-all for a miserable day, the escape from sorrow at a loved one's death, or a quick fix for the discouragement produced by a lost job. I am talking about a faith response, which, despite miserable circumstances, says at the heart level, all is well with my soul. Horatio Spafford, 1828-1888, knew this joy in seriously adverse circumstances. In 1870, his only son died of scarlet fever. Then, in 1871, the Great Chicago Fire destroyed much of his wealth. A few months later, Spafford sent his wife and four daughters ahead of him to Europe while he stayed in Chicago to wrap up some business affairs. The ship carrying his family collided with another vessel and sank. All four daughters died. Only his wife, Anna, survived. From Europe, she telegraphed her husband these dismal words, "Saved alone." Grief-stricken, Spafford quickly sailed for Europe to comfort his grieving wife. As his ship passed the area where his four daughters had drowned, he penned the lyrics to the famous hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." The first verse captures the essence of spiritual joy. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Despite sorrows that seem to roll on endlessly, Spafford knew what the Apostle Paul called the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, Philippians 4:7. This is a deep, quiet confidence in three things. First, that God loves me. He has everything under control and works all of life's events together for my good and the good of all those who love him. Second, that I deserve much worse than I am getting, but because of the cross, I will never get it. Third, that joy inexpressible and full of glory.